We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live!
Welcome to Mouthpiece, episode 144. Today we're going to talk about my documentary, which is finished. My week in poker, the NBA playoffs, the world, and whatever else you want to talk about. The Mouthpiece is next. Welcome to the Mouthpiece, episode 144. Another 2 weeks has gone by. I'm trying to do every week, but unfortunately, I have really felt like absolute crap. And I'm just trying to get to the finish line of weaning off these pain pills. It's not been easy. Down to 3/4 of a pill. So the doctor tells me to just drop the whole 3/4 pill at once, but every time I drop a quarter pill, I feel like death for 5 days. So I don't know, man, if I should do it all at once or not. I don't think it's a good idea. So I played one day this week. It was a day I was feeling good. It was on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, I think. What's today? Sunday, yeah. It was Wednesday. I lost 12,500 and ran like absolute shit. And so I elected to not play the rest of the week. And even though I wanted to, I'm just not right. I mean, I don't know. I just haven't felt like Friday. I felt like absolute crap. Didn't know why. Then I realized there was one of those dry, low pressure systems over here. So whenever the pressure drops, I feel like shit. And so, and today I dropped another quarter pill because I do it every Sunday. And that was at like 10:30 this morning. Normally it takes 24 to 36 hours before I feel like absolute crap. And unfortunately, I fell asleep around 2:00. Woke up at like 5, and I have felt like absolute shit ever since. Got headaches that are just absolutely brutal every single day. And so, you know, just trying to just get to the finish line here. WSOP starts in 4 weeks. And so I'm right on the schedule, hopefully, to get the last of these pain pills out of my body by about the 3rd of May. And that'll give me, he says, takes like 23 days to get out of my system completely. So it's going to be right about there. So we're going to have next week or next week or the week after. I think the week after. Probably the, what day is it? Today is the 22nd, right? 21st. So let's see. That'll be May 4th. We're going to do some trivia, and we're going to give away 2 packages to my documentary premiere, which is going to be on the 27th at South Point Casino. It's going to be a celebrity poker game / viewing of my documentary, and all that is going to be released here. What, probably this week? What? All the details for the documentary.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, it should be this week. So we're looking, I'm looking forward to that. It's a documentary came out really, really good. And just been doing a bunch of tweaks this week and trying to figure out the things we need to, a few things I didn't like that need to be adjusted. And so basically doing that. And let's see what else has been going on. Really not much. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I just been just laying in bed, just hating myself for, I don't even know how many weeks it's been now. It's fucking, let's see, 5 weeks since I got back from LA. So pretty much 5 weeks. I think I've left the house twice. And yeah, so we were at, when I got back from LA, I was down a third of a pill. So we've dropped another 1.5 pills in 5 weeks. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, it's not been easy. It hasn't been fun. And but got to do what you got to do. You know, I really need to be ready for the World Series. So the plan is to start getting some reps in. I'm playing some poker, so you know, maybe next week I do what the doctor said and drop the whole 3.25 pill or the whole 3/4 of a pill, or I drop the last half a pill on May 2nd, or 21st, 28th, or May 5th. That would be, so I don't know. So I'm just trying to figure out what's best for me and to get myself together. So sorry if I'm not all with you guys today. I'm just, it's really been a bad day for me, like really bad. But I felt like I had to get on here and say hello to everybody. So let's see what else is going on. The world's coming to an end almost. They threw bombs at Israel, and Israel threw bombs back at them. And, yeah, it's about what I told you guys was going to happen. Thing is, it hasn't even gotten bad yet. It's going to get really bad. And, you know, nothing. Let's see what else is going on. My Lakers suck. They just give away games. I don't even understand how bad that. Like, D'Angelo Russell is a fucking horror show against Denver. I mean, all they do is cut him off, and then they're just dead. So these NBA playoffs and these playing games have been pretty good for me. I've been betting them, like, just to keep myself busy. I've been winning today. I had Boston and under in the first game. I had Dallas in the second game, loser. I didn't bet the third game, and I have Oklahoma City -8 today. They were just up 9, now it's 4. So I'm just betting like 1,000 a game just to keep myself busy, trying to, my hardest to keep myself busy. Tomorrow is the first night of Passover. And so I'm going for Passover Seder at the synagogue tomorrow night. And Oklahoma City is now only up 1. Let's see what else is going on. Nothing much else. Just going to watch the NBA playoffs. Get ready. Let's see, my birthday is April 30th. What is that? Nine days? I'm going to be 50 in 9 days. Or 40. What am I going to be? 40? 50? 40 or 50?
Do you want me to say?
Well, I look. I got my face done. I got all that shit taken off my face. So, I look good. So, we'll see what happens. Lakers, game 7. Come on, man. We're dreaming, dude. Did you watch how fucking pathetic they were yesterday? Let's just tell it like it is. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma City Thunder have given up 9 in a row, and New Orleans has the lead. I'm going to lose that one, too. You didn't know I was Jewish. Come on, man. Everybody knows I'm Jewish. And let's see what else is going on. I'm so out of it. It's a joke. Documentary is amazing. And I'm going to give away two packages. No, Caleb Williams will not be Andrew Luck, but nice try. I think they make it. I told you guys, if you listen to the show, everything I said is true. I said they're going to fucking star World War III. They fucking lobbed the shit at Israel. Israel lobbed it back. Now it's in a holding pattern, and I told you what's going to happen. You guys think I'm fucking just some... What do you think, I'm clairvoyant? Yeah, I see they're up 3. We need to win by 8. Caleb Williams isn't very good, man. I don't think. But maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. What do I know? And, well, there's still a minute to go in the third. Fuck, I thought this was like a minute to go in the fucking game. That's why I was all pissed off. Oh, there's plenty of time. Yeah, I'm going to get my gold chain back. My ex-girlfriend took all my jewelry and she put it in a box and she won't give it back to me. Well, it's not that she won't give it back to me because she doesn't want to give it back to me. She's all worried about me losing it and shit. So, I don't know. Just typical bullshit. But I'm going to get it back from her. So, let's see. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the series, but I also know I need to get a bunch of reps in before the series starts in No Limit Hold'em. I mean, I've played the 1 week at 5 weeks ago at Hustler Casino, and I haven't played. I played like 1 day in 5 weeks, or 2 days in 5 weeks. And before that I played 0 days in 3 weeks, so I basically played like 4 days in 7-8 weeks, which is not good, but I think overall it'll be good for me, because whenever you take a lot of time off and you come back, and come on, OKC, put this last one in there. Oh baby, hit it. Up by 6. I like it. And so, you know, I just, once I get some reps in here, I'll be all right. And let's see what else is going on, guys. Let's see. The world's on the verge of World War III. I haven't played much poker. My documentary's coming out. The Lakers suck. But we did get to the 7th seed. Okay, I think the last time we talked, 2 weeks ago, I was throwing a fit that the Lakers had lost to the Warriors, and we're going to get the 10th seed, and we're going to be out in, and we were not even going to make the playoffs. So I guess just getting all the way to the 7, I mean, I should be pretty happy. Yeah, buddy, concentrating on 08, that's a good thing to say. So I just, that you brought that up, I did just join a private club that's Omaha 8 Stud 8, small, really small limit, to get me, just get myself in a good little rhythm, and then focus on winning an 08 or Stud 8 bracelet. And I think that's really what I'm going to do. I haven't played in the club yet, but I just signed up for it yesterday. So, you know, I think that somebody called me and said, hey, you know, while you're struggling with the remainder of my getting off the rest of these pills, he says, why don't you just play some 08 Stud 8, real small limit? And so I said, good idea. And he put me in this club. And so it's almost like, and I was thinking to myself, I really wanted to get some mixed game action in before the series. So just the fact that that call came and I got put into that, you know. And so We'll put some reps in and see what happens. Get in there. Oh, he blocked it. Yeah, good quarter. Anyways, I'm going to play some 08, stud 8, probably a couple hours a day, probably for the next few weeks, and then put in some reps in the hold'em, and I don't know, like I said, these are my choices. I've got 3/4 of a pill to go on the 21st of May, so I've got 5 weeks. But the doctor says it takes 23 days to get completely out of my system. So the last pill I could take is May 5th. And these headaches, I don't even want to even describe to you what they are. But it's like I wake up every day and it's not a regular headache. It's like a ping, 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 ping all through my fucking head. And last week this was really bad. I mean, this weekend was just awful. Today I don't have a headache. I have every other ache in my body. So it's been kind of tough. Let's see what else is going on. NHL playoffs started. I'll be giving away 1% to 5 of my 10Ks, including the main event, like we do every year. We'll see how that goes. And let's see what else is going on. I might even, I don't know, there's lots of things I'm going to do. Oh, it says I'm going to be 56. Well, Wikipedia lies. Could have sworn I was only going to be 40. I don't know, man. But we got to check out that Wikipedia shit, man. I don't believe I'm that old. I don't look that old. I'm going to get more shit done on my face to make myself look even younger. I got all that shit taken off. I'm looking forward to taking. I'm gonna be. Hey, I mean, listen. I've never had work done on my face before, except for when I had that shit taken off like 5 weeks ago, and I kind of like it. I became friends with Phil pretty much right after I met him. You know, right when I became a professional, probably 97. But we've only gotten really close lately. So, and we've always been good friends, but I'm sporting a full tilt poker hat and shirt on Wikipedia. See, I told you Wikipedia is fucking full of shit. Then it's all bullshit, man. Alright, I guess I'll be 56. 56? How can I be that old? Can't be that old. There's no way. Jalen Williams, 8 of 16. And the Thunder lead by 6. Going to the 4th. Motherfuckers better win. I shaved my head on purpose. Like, I didn't want to spend $15,000. That's what Daniel spent, $15,000. Fuck that. Anyways, let's see what else is going on. Nothing much, I guess. Oh man, I still can't get over my Lakers losing yesterday. And D'Lo gave the game away. If you guys watched that game, like, he turned the ball over fucking twice, and then missed a layup. Then they hit a three, turned it over. They hit a three. There was like a fucking 10-point swing right there. Last year they said what was their goal? To shut D'Lo down. If they shut D'Lo down, that shuts everything down. Well, I don't think they shut D'Lo down yesterday. I just think he missed a million wide open shots and played like shit. He has to play much better for the Lakers to win. Hey, we're up 8, going to the line. So, but, you know, I'm still sporting my Lakers shirt. We got the 7 seed. I didn't think we'd make the playoffs. When we lost to Golden State, we were firmly entrenched in the 10. And then somehow, the Suns got the miracle win over the Sacramento, where they were down by 7 with 4.5 minutes to go and won the game by 1. And Golden State lost to the Pelicans. And somehow the Lakers went on the road and beat the Pelicans twice. I don't know if they'd have won the second game if Zion didn't go down. But he did. And, yeah. Oh, my series bets. I made 3 series bets. I bet on Cleveland over Orlando. I bet on... This one's a loser. I could tell you that right now. I bet pretty a double bet on that one. I bet $1,000 on Indiana. I thought they were really gonna. They play no defense. They ain't winning shit. No wonder why they opened. They opened the Bucks a favorite, even though it got bet to Indiana the favorite. Indiana ain't winning shit in that series. Not what I watched today. And what's the 3rd series bet I made? I bet Philadelphia. I mean, everybody bet on the Knicks. Hey, OKC's up 10. All the poker players bet on Garcia. He's a friend of the poker players, so they all made money. I fell asleep last night and missed the fight because that's... It's so weird. Like, for 3 straight days, I was, like, sleeping 4 or 5 hours a day. And now, all of a sudden, I'm sleeping, like infinite hours. So, they said this would happen. And so, this is what I'm dealing with. Let's see. We're 30 minutes in. We want to take some phone calls there, buddy?
Sure.
All right. Let's take some phone calls.
The Mouthpiece.
If you'd like to take part in our phone call segment, you can give us a call at 702-329-0480. And if you're a snowflake or a pussy and you don't want to talk to me, you can email me at mouthpiecepodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow me at The Mouth Mattiso on Twitter for times that our call-in segment will be live.
702-329-0480. Give us a call. We talk NBA. We can talk politics. We can talk poker. We can talk my documentary. We could talk about whatever the fuck you want. NHL playoffs. Vegas starts their defense of their title in Dallas tomorrow. I don't think they have a chance. I think the line's really low. I have made 1 hockey bet so far. I bet on Boston against Toronto because Toronto's a bunch of soft ice cream. They suck. And so I made that bet. And I did make 1 series bet. And sure enough, that 10-point lead is down to 6. 90. How did I start playing? Read my book. It's called Check Raise and the Devil. You'll learn how I started playing. The fuck you think I am? Just like a storyteller every day or what, man? We need the fucking OKC Thunder tonight, guys. They look like they're going to blow. They're up by 10. Why would they ever cover 8 at home? The other team, and they just hit another 3. It's a 3-point game. I mean, you're up by 10. The one team's been playing for I don't even know how long they've been playing for. Like, the 4th game this week. You think they'd get tired going on the road. No Zion, down 10. No. Who knows? Who cares? I bet super small. 702-329-0480. What the fuck are you writing in my chat here?
Me?
No. Whatever this fucking fruit offender. I have no idea what the fuck. Nor do I care. Yeah, the Mavs, they look great today, huh? Yeah, but you know what? They just came out flat. If you watch them in the second half, like, they look like they could do whatever the fuck they wanted. I almost bet the over and Dallas second half. But the line was 9 and 107 and it flew over. They scored like 120. And the Mavs covered easily. But I was just like, yeah, I'll just take my loss on this game. But I'll come back with the Mavs. I think I'll come back with the Mavs in the next game. I just think the Mavs can't go down 2-0 before Leonard gets in the... They can't go down 2-0 before Leonard comes back. I mean, if they go down 2-0 and Leonard comes back for game 3, they're fucked. You know? And Kyrie and Doncic had a big game. No, everybody else was terrible. But, you know, role players struggle on the road. That's what they do. I wish I had more poker stories to tell you guys about. I just haven't been playing. I played, I really didn't even play in the cash game. I played 5 sit and goes in our club for $2,500 apiece, and I lost all 5, which they've never even beat me in sit and goes before, let alone, I should have quit after the first one, where I had like 2-1 chip lead and the guy raised and I moved in with 7s and he called me with deuces. And the guy in the big blind almost called with ace deuce suited but folded. And he hits a 1-out deuce. And then that cripples me. And now he's got 2-1. And then I get it in with ace 4 versus king queen. And flop comes 3 napkins, queen on the turn, and I was out. And I should have just quit right then and there and took my $2,500 loss. Because if you take beats like that, you just, you know, I don't know. You guys know how poker works. Like when you're just going south, when things aren't going well, it just continues to not go well. And so instead I played 4 more sit and goes and got fucked in every one of them. Played one of them real bad, but like the other 3, I don't know. I got it in with ace queen versus 10s. And it comes 3 diamonds on the flop. And I have ace queen with ace of diamonds. So I have a clean 15 twice. And I break that and lose that sit and go. So, I just wasn't running good. And didn't play my best either. So, John Jawanda, he's put a lot of bad beats on me. So, get out of there. All right. So, OKC's up 3 with the ball. See if we can get up by about 12 with a minute to go or something. It's okay if you guys don't call in. We have a lot of people listening today, which is good. And my thoughts on Congress this week. Passing that bill is pretty ridiculous. I mean, what's ridiculous is the Democrats are like, we're not wasting $8 billion on a wall. What a waste of money. And they just give $250 billion to fucking Ukraine, you know? Just, I have no problem giving money to Ukraine. I definitely have no problem supporting Israel, you know? But they don't give a fuck about our country. We've got Congress as a disaster. Joe Biden is a disaster. Do you remember 2017, Charlottesville, Jews will not replace us. Trump called the Nazis very fine people. Meanwhile, every fucking campus, they're fucking calling for global infidada, kill all the Jews, and Biden doesn't say a fucking word. Where's Biden? Hundreds of thousands are asking, where all over the country want to kill all the Jews. Where's Biden? That's going to be my new shirt that I think I'll wear at the World Series. Where's Biden? But who knows? Come on. 3, 2, 1. Get the fuck out of there. There we go. Oh, my God. They gave him a rebound. 3-point game. What a fucking losers. Yeah. It's pretty unbelievable what's going on. Yeah, send all those anti-Israel protesters to Gaza. I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah, I saw the shit, the fucking saying we are Hamas and death to the fucking Israel, death to all the Jews. I mean, this fucking, these people are crazy. In America, in the United States of America, this is what's going on. The tolerant left, you know, the one that the worries about hate speech and hurting people's feelings. They, as long as it's not Jews, they don't give a fuck. You know, just kill them, call Jews, fuck everyone else. You know, the good news is the left are really, people on my Democrat friends are really waking up to everything I've been saying for years. And, you know, that's the good news, you know. And, you know, I'd rather have some people wake up and understand how, well, the far left and the far right are both the same. They're both just awful, you know. And so it doesn't really matter. So, I know, destroying the dollar, totally buy Bitcoin. I have Bitcoin, but I'm worried about, I know these fucking maniacs are going to start something before the fucking, before the election, something bad. I'm pretty sure they're going to start a fucking war, whether it's they're going to, China's going to attack Taiwan and we're going to go there. I don't know what's going to fucking happen, but probably the Middle East. I mean, I've been saying this, what, for 7 months. And so, you know, yeah, the far left is real. I mean, the far right's bad too, but remember, all we've heard for 3-4 years is after the January 6th protest, oh, the far right, white supremacists, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the left wants to kill every Jew in the world. And then, and not only that, they're also, what do they call the, they're calling the New York Police Department KKK and, you know, abolish this and, yeah, they ain't going to be able to, though. They ain't going to be able to control Bitcoin. No fucking way. No fucking way. So, 702-329-0480. There's a lot of listeners, and nobody wants to talk to me, which is fine. I don't give a shit. I could talk to you guys and watch the rest of this game. 5 minutes ago, somehow, we were just up 6, and now it's 3. Now it's fucking a missed fucking these motherfuckers. I can't believe they're going to tie the game. Nope. I've been running really good in the NBA. I had won at 1,000 a game since the last week of the season. Last 2 weeks of the season, I've won 15 units. Yeah. 15 units. Not bad. But it looks like I'm going to lose 2 today. Unless OKC wins by 9. Which they still could. Shea for 3. In and out. Fuck you. Yeah, maybe I can, I'll do that. Maybe I'll jump in an 08 game and maybe stream it. I don't know. I don't want people to, I don't want people to know how good I, how I play 08. I play 08. I do things that are completely unconventional that I know 100% works in tournaments. And it's just something I figured out in 08 stud 8 tournaments that has been very beneficial for me. And OKC just goes down and turns it over every fucking time. I mean, the Pelicans are going to end up with 95 points, and somehow OKC, which averages like 120 a game, won't be able to get 103, because it's somehow 88-85. It's a 1990s fucking score right now with 3.5 minutes to go. You might be. A lot of people might be better than me in 08. I don't play much anymore, but not tournaments. Maybe live. I mean, I used to be the best. I'd play anybody in the world head up. I mean, I used to be really great in live. I mean, but you got to play. You know, I haven't played mixed games now live for, let's see. So I played 4800 mix from 1997 to 2016. What's that? 20 years? 19 years. And I have been playing No Limit Hold'em from 2019 to 2024 for the last 5 years. No mixed game cash at all. So, and then I played smaller, like 2400 in 2017, 2018, 2019. Like not even that, some 8162, some 3060. So, and then it's been all No Limit Hold'em for the last 5 years. So, I have a bigger edge in mix in tournaments for sure. Like, I was really worried last year, I didn't put many reps in, that I would struggle. And I, after the fucking first 2-3 days, I got right in a groove, and I thought I played really well. And I'm going to make 3 final tables, including 2 in a row in the stud 8. The horse, I finished 5th. And so overall, and then I finished 39th in the other horse. So, like, yeah, overall, I thought, yeah, it's so loud. Welcome to the mouthpiece, Mike.
Hey, good night, Mike. How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I just want to say, I want to congratulate you on your documentary. Glad it's finally finished.
Yeah.
Kind of been waiting on it. You know, it's been like a few years, you know, but glad we're all going to finally get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was reading your book. Now, I'm going to try to finish it before, you know, the movie comes out. I remember reading, especially in Phil's book, too. Yeah. I noticed that how 100 big blind poker just wasn't a thing back then. Like, you guys would take shots at like 15 big blinds, 20 big blinds, you know, high stakes, you know.
Yeah, big bet,
big
bet poker was never really a thing. Like, I mean, you couldn't play on any of the online games with more than 100 big blind buy-ins. So,
right.
You know, the only time you were able to really, there was really any big games was when we played the high stakes poker. And even then, like I bought in for one bullet, 100,000 at 400, 800, which is what, like 105 big blinds or something like that. And even the people that bought in deep, they would buy in for like 200. I think maybe one person bought in for like 500. You know, and that was like 4-8. You know, now they're buying in for 100, 200, like 250,000. You know what I mean? So it's a different game, you know. Look at the 16-6 run in the last 6 minutes, and the game's tied with 3:46.
And I was like reading it in the part where when you used to work at that one casino, when you were dealing, and then you would.
Yeah,
you would have enough. Like, you would take your shot in downtown Vegas, Binion's, right?
Yeah,
the
documentary shows a lot. All that's in the documentary, and so Yeah, I mean, it was different times back in the days. I mean, I don't even know how many people are really playing Deep Stack No Limit. I mean, yeah, you see these streams where people are playing, but okay, those are eight people on two or three different streams a week. Like, how many people are really playing Deep Stack No Limit Hold'em? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's that many. You know, it's just whatever. You know, it's like, I mean, Phil likes to play with 30, 40 big blinds. You know that.
Right, yeah.
I mean, when I play online in my game, I play with, I buy in for like 8,000. So I buy in for like 200 big blinds, you know. And most people buy in for like 500, like with 20,000. So, but that's just me. I feel comfortable. I like buying in small. If I lose a buy-in, buying small. If I lose a buy-in, then maybe buying for 15. If I lose a buy-in, and I just lose 30,000 for the day. You know, and you lose three buy-ins, it means it's not your day. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what I do.
When's the viewing again?
I'm sorry?
When's the viewing? You select a room where you guys are going to show the
documentary? It'll be May 27th, Monday of Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right.
Yeah. So, I'm going to be giving away two packages, the flight and round-trip airfare and Sunday night. Staying in Sunday, I think it should be Sunday night, Monday. I think it's gonna be 2 days in Las Vegas. And did we just lose him?
No.
Hello?
Yes, I'm sure.
And it'll probably be 2 days in Las Vegas. And I might even throw in a buy-in to the charity, or to the celebrity poker game that we're going to be playing on Monday night, too. What is that ringing?
I don't know. It's the phone system.
Okay. So that's kind of what the plans are. Look at this OKC. All they've been outscored. They've been outscored 16. They scored 6 points in 6 minutes. They're up by 10. They're down 2. Hope they fucking lose. Fucking losers. But,
all right. Well, wish you good night, Mike.
Hey, man.
I'm looking forward to it.
I appreciate it. And, check in 2 weeks. I'm going to be giving away a couple packages to the showing, okay?
You got it. Thank you. All
right. You got it. Take care.
Bye.
God. So as I'm sitting here, guys, my whole body is hurting. My head is exploding. And the OKC Thunder of completely blown a 10-point fourth-quarter lead. What's up? Welcome to the Mouthpiece.
Hey, what's up, Mikey? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I noticed I was watching some of your vlogs last year, and you seemed like you late-regged a lot of these tournaments.
Yeah.
And you also said that, you know, you don't really like the late-reg.
I hate the late-reg.
Yeah. So I kind of had two schools of thought on it. So I think that the early stages of a tournament, you have a lot of the bad players, and once you get to those late stages, a lot of those bad players are already punted off to the good players.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are later, you know, when you're getting later, you're basically stuck with the players that already have those stacks.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about
well,
that?
Well, I think in No Limit Hold'em, I want to reg earlier because the people who punt off stacks. But in the limit events, let's just say you show up on time, right? And you win a bunch of pots, right? By the way the limits go up, you basically put in an extra 4 hours for one extra hand. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Yep. And there's, in the big 10K, you know, limit events, you know, there's, everybody plays good or decent. You know what I mean? And so, and the worst part about it is if you show up on time, they then high card you off the table anyways when the people come, all the better players come in the next hour and the next hour and the next hour. And so the way they do it, which I think it's unfair, I think if you get a late red, let them all the pros play with each other, you know? So they punish the people who show up on time. So it's almost not worth showing up on time in the big mix games. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, in the 1500 mix games, I try and show up close to on time because they don't break those tables. So if you get if you get a good table in the 1500, 2500 mix game events, you know, you don't get high carded off of there. So that there's the difference.
Okay. And then the other question I have is, I obviously can't argue with Phil Helmuth's success in tournaments, but it seems like every time I watch him, he just plays absolutely brutal. I mean, what do you think, besides being just insanely patient, what do you think that his tournament success is just like, it's just like folding his way to caches, or what do you think he makes him successful?
I think he found something that works good for him, which is late regging, where, you know, if he wins, you know, you max late regs with like seven big bets and limit, right? That's two full hands to the river. So if he wins two pots, he's got the same amount of chips as the guy who was the chip leader that played all day the day before, especially if the guy that played the day before.
He's good at maximizing whatever stack he's playing.
Yeah, and he's really good at like 20 big blinds. He's really good at mixing it up like in no limit. Like he'll buy in for like late reds with 20 big blinds, right? And then he'll like move his chips around, get one double up, and he's like at 45 big blinds. And you,
if I was playing with him, I would just think he's, I would perceive him as just so tight that if he's like 22 bigs or something and he jams, I'm like folding ace 10.
Exactly. Like, well, there you go.
Oh, using that to
you just hit it right on the nose. That's what he does, and he gets people to fold, and now he's ran 20 big blinds to 35 big blinds without showing down a hand, and then he'll blind down to like 25, double up to 50, and now all of a sudden he's sitting on 50 big blinds, and the average stack is 40 big blinds.
And he doesn't punt his stack away either.
No, never. And so
he won't put it in. He won't put in like 35 big, right, like ace jack or some idiot might do.
And I kind of agree. You know, I think there's a lot to max late regging. You know, I've watched a lot of people. You know, when you could buy in with 2/3 of the field out, I mean, how many people have you seen take five big blinds and no limit and be the chip leader? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it happened to me. I won the MGM Main in December for 105,000, and I was down to like six.
The guy that was head up against 2 years ago, he was all in for one big blind at 400,000 big blind, and next thing you know, he was head up and had the chip lead for trying to win the main event. So, you know, the old saying is, this is why I hate. In the old days, if you didn't show up at noon, you didn't get into a tournament, right? So tournament poker, we used to always say, was stay alive long enough to give yourself a chance to get lucky. Well, if they're letting you buy in with 2/3 of the field out, they're letting you stay alive long enough to give yourself a chance to get lucky. So, you know, people will look at it two ways.
I wouldn't mind taking part in the freeze-out tournament, old school freeze-out tournament, because to me, I mean, you could take your best tournament players in the world. Most of these guys can't fucking handle playing 200 big blind cash game. I mean, you know, a lot of the big, even the super high rollers, they don't play any other games. They play one game, and they can't play 200 big blind stack. They don't know what they're doing in cash games. You could see it.
Yeah.
And they have like 20 million in tournament earnings. It's like,
yeah, but every one of them are broke, so what does it matter?
Yeah, because they have 5% you know, of them.
It's all fucking fake. It's all... Yeah. It's like Daniel puts up his own money. few other people put up, but most of them, like, they even the ones that put up their own money, they trade with like 20 different people. So
it's, yeah, they have a million swaps, and I bet half of them lose track because they have so much swaps and so much pieces out and stuff.
I would make a pretty big bet that I got more money than 90% of those people that play the high rollers, you know. And I don't have that much money, you know what I'm saying? But I just know that they don't have that much money. Look at this fucking
game.
Well,
no logical human being would take, you know, a massive percentage of themselves in a 250K tournament when, you know, these things play like turbos at the end, just like $1,000.
They all do. You know? They all play like turbos at the end.
So, I mean, you're flipping for like $250,000, like, you know, not a lot of people have that in them to do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, Jason Koons just, you know, I know who he was being staked by like 3 years ago. Now he's got a lot of money, but I'm just saying. This fucking OKC, they haven't scored in 5 minutes.
You go to the 2014 leaderboard in tournaments, and you'll recognize one out of 100 names.
Yeah.
Like, you know? And then it's always like the Johnny-come-lately guy, like, you know, Mark Newhouse, he final table two WSOP main events, and like he's bagging groceries at
they're all bagging groceries, dude. Trust me, man. It's like, that's why when I, like, you know, now that I'm doing much better and everything, look at this, two rebounds they got. Now that I'm doing much better, you know, I'm not going to be like these people and go broke. Fuck that shit, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they could play.
Mikey, I'll let you sweat the rest of the game.
There's 90 to the OKC's got 2 points in 8 minutes.
Oh, God, the NBA. The fourth quarter of the NBA.
It's fucking, they led by 10. I think it was like 88-78. I think it's, and now they've had 2 points in like eight minutes. It's like 90-90 with a minute to go. Can you imagine giving up 90 points and your team averages 120 a game and you lay eight, you never have a chance? Welcome to my world. That's all right. I'm just having fun. Take care, buddy.
All right, later, bro.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to lie. I'm just having fun betting these things for small to keep myself busy. Wow. All right, let's watch this game together. 52 seconds. You guys are probably ahead of me because I'm on this, on my iPad. But it says 90-90, but 40 seconds. I need overtime badly. Hey, welcome to Mouthpieces, Mike.
Hey, Mikey, how the hell are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I called in the last podcast they had about 2 weeks ago. You know, I had a pretty good call in. But my question this time was going to be, like, how frustrating is it after being a professional poker player for 30 years and playing this last session, this last week, and just realizing just how much luck is actually involved in this game that you've been playing for so long?
Well, I don't think there's luck involved in it. I don't know. I've had six losing weeks in 4 years. Is that luck? I don't know. Maybe for you it's luck. I don't think there's luck. I mean, there's short-term luck. But, like, if you play every day, I mean, if you're the best player, if you're a good, you just win. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I've had losing weeks. I've had losing months. But, I mean, I think I've had, honestly, six or eight losing weeks in 4 years. So, you know.
Okay.
You know, it's like, and I think in my whole life I've had five losing months, and two of them is when I went broke and didn't have money to get out. So.
Okay.
People who talk about, you know, I mean, I don't think, you know, I think, you know, in tournament, if you want to talk about tournaments, you know, yeah, I mean, dude, tournaments are all luck, you know, I mean, they're like 70% table draw.
No, don't get me wrong. It wasn't a slight at you at all. I'm actually a fan.
No, right? But I mean, if you I didn't take it as a slight, but I'm just saying, if you play cash games, right, and you're one of the better players, you're just going to win. I mean, It's like, it's how many people?
Right. So my question is more geared towards just like how you can be like, you know, deep in a tournament or in a cash game and just doing all the right moves still and not working out and just being frustrated.
Chip Reese was the best cash game player that ever lived. And he used to always say you could be the best tournament player in the world and never win a tournament. I mean, Daniel hasn't won a bracelet at the World Series since 2012, 12 years, right? So, like, it's like, you know, all those people, they win, like, three bracelets in 3 years, and then they show up, and they now all of a sudden they haven't, now they've had three losing World Series in a row, right?
Right.
You know, now I haven't won any bracelets, but, like, I've only had two losing World Series in my life. In 2014, when I was sick and didn't know about it. And then 2 years ago, I lost 5K. So, you know.
Yeah, for sure. But on a side note, though, Daniel has been killing it in tournaments this year, right? He already won two major events.
Yeah. You know.
So, but yeah, my point being, like, just like doing everything right and having a blow-up, like, feel like, you know, how many at the tables. I mean, you know, still after 30 to 40 years of being a master at the game, and still just like having these blow ups, it just has to be so frustrating. That was my point. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I gave away two tournaments last year because my medication was off, and when you're, that's why I'm working on getting all my medication out of my body. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Yeah.
So if I get the medication out of my body, I don't have to worry about my medication being off. And so that's what I've been, that's why I've took the last 7 weeks and it'll be three more and of, you know, getting this out of my body by the, and it is, it's not been easy. It's fucking literally one of the toughest things I've ever done. My whole body hurts. Everything hurts. I feel like shit. But, you know, you make up your mind. It, you know, I've also been dieting and eating, you know, protein bars, chicken, salads every day. So my body's kind of going through a little bit of shock. You know, you're taking opioids that have been in it for 10 years. And then you're also making you're also putting good food and shit in your body. And my body's like saying, fuck you. So. But.
Right. Now, me being a fan of yours, you know, I know like what stimulants in the past have done for your game. You know, what would you say? How did opiates affect your game?
Well, it made me definitely have to take more Adderall than I used to have to take because
so you had to balance it out. There's no way you could have did it with just
correct.
The painkillers. Yeah.
Correct. And okay. So, even though I've been off Adderall for 8 weeks, it's looking like I'll probably have to take Adderall this World Series and not next World Series because I also take the gabapentin, and the gabapentin makes me just as foggy as the opioids. And so, you know, I'm going to try to play without it, but if I can't, I can't. And then I'm going to try and wean off the gabapentin also. I don't know if I'll be able to because, like, the nerve pain, like right now, just sitting here right now, I mean, the nerve pain going down my leg into my foot is so bad. So I just don't know how I'm going to do it. So this is my goal is two more years of playing poker, and hopefully Bitcoin will go to like 500K coin, and I'll have enough money where I won't have to worry about anything the rest of my life. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
God bless us all, man.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Take care, man. Good luck.
You got it. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, OKC won by two. They can go suck a dick. They didn't deserve to win that game. They gave up 92. They scored 94. Now, let me go out on the limb and make a bet that OKC's 94 points was their season low, and they still won. They gave up 92. 94 fucking points. I told everybody I liked the under two. Under 215, they scored 186. What a bunch of fucking losers. Yeah, their defense was good, but their offense was terrible. I know the other teams got a great defense too, but, you know, we'll see. what happens. All right, guys. Well, we had a nice little hour-long show together. I'm going to try really, really hard to have a podcast to go over the NBA, to give all details of the documentary and when the time and everything on next week. So we'll see what happens. So I love you all. Thanks for listening to the Mouthpiece. We had a good crew tonight, good crowd tonight. I'm gonna keep on chugging and let you guys in on what's going on. And thanks for listening to the Mouthpiece. Have a great week. Go Lakers. Peace.
The Mouthpiece.